I'd like to explain a little bit. Since we have quite a number of us working together, so there are two main things that we practicing in walking meditation. One thing is we practice mindfulness, sati. So the mindfulness, knowing what you are doing, knowing the movement of the body. So it is practicing the mindfulness, right? Another thing that we practice is sampajanya, the awareness of the context. So you know where you are. You know about the situation you are in. So in this case, since we have a lot of people working together, awareness of knowing that there's a long line of people, the gap between you and the person in front of you, if it's too wide, it means that you are a little bit slow. So you maybe need to speed up a little bit. If the gap is too close, it may be because you are too fast. Just slow yourself a little bit so we can walk together. But then there are two options. For those of you who find it difficult to walk with the group in circle, maybe with health problem, you find your own place that you can walk back and forth, like Thanachan explained. Can be here in the building or in the garden, in the shed, anywhere you like. Some of you who like to join us in the group, we can do it together in circle. And like Thanachan said, that it kind of challenging for most of us who are more familiar with sitting meditation, because in walking meditation, we open our eyes, the mind can be distracted very easy. Try to keep this in mind. And using the tree, the plant as your mark along the way, so you are aware that you are coming back to the present moment. Another challenge will be similar to your sitting meditations about the thinking mind, but sleepiness probably you feel have to deal with it less than sitting. But again, even walking meditation can be more difficult than sitting. Most people like sitting meditation more than walking. But the benefit of it is that when you alternate between sitting and walking, you can practice longer. And also that if you develop some skill in walking meditation, you can apply it in your daily life easier. So this is something that you need to bear in mind. There one story to come up into my mind when thinking about this one. It was a story about Ajahn Chah telling us about the monk, Avapapong, the forest monk, who are very strict in terms of practicing mindfulness. So he's mindful with his walking. So one day he went out for his arms round. I guess it could be alone. He was practicing mindfulness. Not watching anything else, just keeping aware of his body movement, almost perfect. And then he end up into the buffalo pen because he didn't look outside. So he keep watching only his body movement, right? So this is a kind of example of practicing mindfulness without sampajanya, you see. Sati and sapanchaya. So not only mindfulness you are practicing, but also you have to practice the awareness of the context too. So this is can be something that you can think about. And after this walking session, we have the Q&A, and we're going to change the place from this Dhamma hall into the garden somewhere. So please, if you need anything that you want to use in your during that session, maybe a pen, a notebook that you can write down, or water, anything that you want to use, please take it with you, because we're not going to come back to this building. After the walking meditation, we just go straight to the place where we are doing our Q&A. And if we arrive before Than Ajarn, we will take that opportunity to do a short sitting meditation together, waiting for him. And when he comes, he will give a Q&A session for us. Okay. So please bow together, and then we formalize for walking meditation. Get ready for that.